discussed the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, and we've been discussing a lot about the greatness and how much weight it has before Hashem. There was once a great yeshiva in Bavel, in the city of Mechoza, and the head of the yeshiva was Rava. Rava was a Kohen, a descendant of Eli HaKohen. Rava's real name was Rebbe Abba. Rava is short for Rebbe Abba. And Rava was a son-in-law of Rav Chisda. He married Rav Chisda's daughter and loved her tremendously. There was once a man who did much harm to Rava, caused him to lose a lot in his life, and he also caused the death of Rava's wife. And at one point, Rava found out about it, and Rava said to him, "Barhedya, I can forgive you for everything aside from Rav Chisda's daughter." Rava used to get man every day because of the merits of his father-in-law Rav Chisda, and Rava was extraordinarily wealthy, as was usually the case for the heads of the yeshivas of the time. Now, when people needed charity, very often they'd come to Rava's home because they knew that Rava was both wealthy and a pious Talmid Chacham. So one day a man came to Rava asking for a donation, and Rava could see that this man was not accustomed to asking for donations. He came from a good family, and he himself was once wealthy. He used to have a wealthy house. He used to eat all kinds of pleasantries. He learned, but he wasn't a sage, and he entered into a bad business and lost all his money to the point that he didn't even have bread to eat. So he came to Rava and said, "Please give me to eat. I don't even have food for one meal." And Rava asked him, he said, "I'll ask them to prepare whatever food you're used to eating. What are you used to eating?" Rava asked the person an innocent question. He said, "What are you accustomed to eating?" And the guy says, "You know, I used to eat a fat chicken every day, and I drink some old and sweet wine every day. That was my meal." And Rava thought that a guy who's so poor should really not be eating food like that. He's not always going to find food like that. He said, "Don't you think that if you ask people for food like that, you know, it's going to be too hard? Shouldn't you be asking people for more simple things?" So the guy said, "You think I'm asking anyone for anything? I'm not asking other people to give me food. I'm not asking them to give me something that's theirs. I'm asking for what Hashem gives, because the one who feeds mankind is Hashem. And He gives every person what he needs. If Hashem wants, He gives them enough money to give me this type of food. And when I was wealthy, I was accustomed to this. I've become weak and I've become pampered, and even though I'm poor, I can't handle other foods. This is what my body's used to." They're standing there talking, and suddenly Rava's sister walks through the gates. It had been 13 years since Rava saw this sister, and at that moment she walks in, and she comes in and says, "Rava, I haven't seen you in ages." She brings a basket. "What do you think is in the basket?" She brings him this big fat chicken and a flask of sweet old wine. Rava looks at it and says, "13 years I haven't seen her, and now she brings me exactly what this guy asked for. Must be that God is teaching me something, that God is bringing him what he needed." Rava turned to him and said, "I'm sorry, you were right. Here's your chicken, here's your wine." Rava's students who heard this learned the mitzvah that the Torah says, when we give the poor, the Torah says, "De machsoro, give him what he is lacking." If you're wealthy, you have to notice, what is he lacking? Not only what should a poor person get. The Talmud tells us that a poor person once came to Hillel, And Hillel saw that this person was once upon a time a wealthy person. So Hillel saw that this guy, wherever he'd go, people would announce, "Hey, it's, I don't know what, Donald Trump's coming." You know, wherever he goes, he's used to people calling in front of him. So when the guy left, Hillel walked in front of his horse, put him on a horse, walked in front and called out in front of him, "Hey, it's so-and-so coming." Gave him that honor. Hillel was the leader of the Jewish people. But he knew that this guy on the horse, without that, he felt like nothing. Whatever he'd give him, if the guy didn't get the feeling that he was worth something, he wasn't giving him deimach soho, what he is lacking. And our mitzvah in tzedakah, if we can do it, is to give the person deimach soho, to give him as much as he is lacking. Laila tov.